Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guests are here to give us an update on Juno's Stonewall 50 project. We have Mo Longworth and Mark Wheeler. Welcome to the show, both of you. It's nice to have you here.
Hello.
Mo Longworth, the Juno Stonewall 50 project. You've been in throughout the year giving us updates on how the honoring of the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. In case one of our listeners hasn't heard all of your appearances, tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Basically, 50 years ago in June in New York City, for the first time, LGBTQ people fought back when they were being harassed and arrested just for being who they were. And that has been marked as the beginning of the LGBTQ movement. And celebrating 50 years, it's true, we've come a long way. It's also really sad that last week a trans woman was dragged by a pickup truck through a town. A teenager killed himself when he was outed online. And an Anchorage federal court case sided with a religious group who houses homeless people that they can turn away trans people because it's against their religion. So if anybody thinks we've got equal rights because we've got gay marriage, think again.
There's still work to be done.
Yeah, and that's really what motivated and inspired at the Stonewall 50 Project, which is to try to have at least one event a month that celebrates and moves us forward toward equal rights. So Mark Wheeler here from COPA early on said, I want to do something, Mo. Just let's talk. So October happens to be National Coming Out Month. And, you know, back 20 years ago, that was huge when I first moved to Juneau. And it was huge to come out. And people didn't all know someone who was gay or bisexual or trans. Now, because of the movement to come out, which started with the AIDS epidemic, because we didn't want all the people with AIDS to be the only ones discriminated against, it was important that everybody come out in support so everyone could work toward getting good treatment for everyone. So that's what we're going to do at COPA. Do you want to say what we're doing at COPA, Mark?
Well, but sure. I mean, we're hosting on Monday, 5 to 6:30.
Uh huh. Monday is the 7th.
That's the 7th of October,
and it's free to get in the door.
Yeah, we just really want to support diversity. And during Pride, I don't know if you remember, but during Pride, we also made a fun ice cream. We made a rainbow sherbet with Pop Rocks.
I do remember that.
So the rocks and stones, right. So, but we're just happy to host and happy to be welcoming. It's part of our mission at COPA. We really want to be welcoming to everybody, you know, no matter where you come from, what color of your skin, who you love, you know, everybody's welcome.
And what's the title of the ice cream flavor, Mark?
Well, this is difficult. So I made a wild blueberry with pecans.
Sounds like we have a sample here being opened.
A sample, yeah. So I put nuts in it just because the whole blue ticket thing was just nuts.
Oh.
So you're going to talk more about what that means, I'm assuming.
But
yeah, I brought some for you to try.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to feed me ice cream on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of my shtick. It's kind of what I do here.
And give an opinion? Are you going to give any to Mark?
We're listening.
I mean, to Scott?
We're listening. And can you just describe this experience for us, Mo?
Oh, my gosh. This is very good. I didn't get a pecan yet, but I'm going for the pecan now, so somebody else will have to talk.
So
and don't you think
it's a vanilla ice cream with some wild blueberry swirl from
this is a clean
some Huna blueberries and then some spiced pecans.
So you're going to have to set us up, if people don't know, about Blue Ticket as well,
yes,
right?
So the deal is, the name of the event that Mark and I came up with, because the other big deal happening in the Stonewall 50 Project is my play Blue Ticket is opening on October 18th. Ooh, is there a little bit of fire in the pecan? Just a little hit of something spicy?
Just a little cayenne with the spices.
Ooh, that is nice. The blueberry with the hot cayenne. It's a nice flavor.
And so anyway, this is called Blue Ticket.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, just Blue Ticket.
And the event on Monday is Ice Cream Come Out for Blue Ticket. And
there's a lot going on in there.
There's a lot going on in there. And I think that what I understand is that Mark made this ice cream specifically to give our production of Blue Ticket a donation. And so people who donate when they come in the door, they can donate, or when they donate, when they buy the ice cream. Is that how it works? Or?
When they buy a scoop of ice cream, we're giving that to the Blue Ticket folks.
Okay. So, and we also will have a donation table there for people who just want to give more money than a scoop of ice cream worth for Blue Ticket.
So we're going to have you back on the show a couple times, I think, to talk about Blue Ticket. But give us the short description.
Yeah,
right,
the
now.
Short description is that a coming out story is that during the 60s, gay men were sent away from Juneau and put on ferries in the middle of the night under the radar. And the people who knew about it were people who individually knew the person, or when the person disappeared from their job, like a pharmacist who didn't show up anymore, or a person who bought the house next door and then the bank called you in the middle of the night and said, do you want the house? Because they're gone. You know, it's just like really amazing stories of what was reported to me in the years I've lived here, almost 30 years, and gotten tons of stories. And every time I tell someone about the play, they tell me another story. So it's like the stories are huge. And that'll be fun. At COPA on Monday, two people who I interviewed are telling their Blue Ticket stories.
Oh, wow.
Elders in our community who one of them was interrogated during that time, and one was aware of a friend of hers being sent away. They're going to tell those stories. And a couple people are telling their coming out stories. One is my partner, Lynn Davis, who's always a good speaker. And the other one is Tom Cosgrove. And, you know, he's hilarious. So
right,
that'll be fun. So while you're buying and eating your Blue Ticket ice cream, you can be hearing these stories. And we have a cameo appearance of a guest who's one of the actors in our show, who's going to be appearing as Ethel Merman, the cat's out of the bag. But I'm not going to tell you that he's going to be singing and playing his own instrument and singing with his real voice rather than
you're not telling us that?
No, I'm not going to tell you what he's going to sing. He hasn't even told me.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Mo Longworth and Mark Wheeler about Monday night's ice cream and play event as part of October National Coming Out Month. It's from 5 to 6:30. There you can buy ice cream called Blue Ticket. Mark, take us into the creation room at COPA. When you're putting a flavor like this together, what's it look like?
Whew. Well, I've been making ice cream long enough now that I kind of know what works and have some cheats, I guess, some formulas that I kind of riff off of. And I don't know. I think a lot of times I'm in Augustus Brown pool and I'm thinking about it and I'm swimming some laps and then just comes to me. But sometimes I crowdsource ideas. I put an idea on Facebook and get a bunch of comments. But yeah, it's always a little different. But it's so much fun. It's so much fun to come up with new flavors, and it's great to support good causes through ice cream. I think there's kind of a history of ice cream people supporting good causes, like Ben and Jerry kind of maybe started that out. But it's kind of a fun tradition. Can I mention this bike race too?
I just want to say one thing before you do. Is that some of my best ideas for my writing have come in Augustus Brown pool. And that's another plug. We need that pool in Juneau.
And it's a lifesaver.
And then I go in the sauna and talk to all the old geezers who hang out there during the day, and I get more Blue Ticket stories. So there you have it. We've come full circle.
You know what? I am never sad when I leave Augustus Brown pool. I am always happy.
I agree.
It's a lifesaver.
And right, we will someday cheer for that.
I love this interview. We've gone from Blue Ticket, Juneau Stonewall, ice cream, to the Augustus Brown Pool. And now, where are we going, Mark?
Well, COPA has been helping support a kids' bike race for a couple of years, and we have the second annual Douglas Dirt Derby happening tomorrow at Sandy Beach, and we're helping to raise money for diabetes prevention. And 2 to 5 p.m., registration from 1 to 1:45, and just kind of celebrating cycling, getting kids active, and helping prevent diabetes.
Yeah, Mo.
And I want to announce three more quickly events coming up for the Stonewall 50 Project. Every second Friday of the month, there's a PFLAG potluck out at Aldersgate United Methodist Church at 6 o'clock. So the next one is October 11th. And that's next week. And then they're doing a special thing on November 8th after their potluck. It's called Honoring the Saints of the LGBTQ Rights Movement. And, you know, in the Christian faith of some of the churches, they do an All Saints Day at the beginning of November. Mm. And this is going to be a different kind of All Saints Day. It's going to be about living people, maybe some people who've already passed on that are going to be honored for the LGBTQ rights movement. And I think some local people will be honored. So that's at Aldersgate at 7:30 on November 8th. And now frequently, all month long, you can get drag shows hosted by Gigi Monroe at the Rendezvous. And our other sponsors are V's, who always has rainbow shrubs. And she's doing a blue ticket shrub. And the Baranoff Hotel is doing a blue ticket cocktail and donating some proceeds from it to our production. So the whole community is coming out for Blue Ticket. So thank you so much, and for Stonewall 50.
You're welcome. And I've been following Stonewall 50 on Facebook. Is that the best place to go to see all these dates and upcoming events?
You've been following what?
Juno Stonewall 50 on
Facebook. Yes, yes. Although sometimes we aren't so good at keeping it up. Okay. But we will try.
And in the meantime, you can meet both of these individuals at COPA from 5 to 6:30 this Monday, October 7th. And COPA is right down there. How do you describe where COPA is, in case people don't know?
Right by the Federal Building and our friends at Song Sushi.
Okay. And Mo, remind us when Blue Ticket, the play itself, opens.
October 18th, Alaska Day. And
right.
It runs till November 3rd.
And we'll have you back next week to really focus on
Tickets
that
at the Jack
production.
For that.
All right. Thanks, both of you, so much.
Thank you, Scott.
We love KTO.